So hello once again. This is another flash report from The Edge of Tomorrow, or isn't that a movie with Tom Hanks in it? No, Tom Cruise. In this coldest reality, what's the difference? I mean, really, Tom Hanks, Tom Cruise. Pick your cult in 2020. What do you say, Beans, you fuck? I'm just giving him a look because he's an asshole. He's all getting up, acting like he's some kind of fuck. What are you up to, Beans? You gonna meander over here and be on TV? You want to go masturbate in the corner? Okay. Yeah, so anywho, here we are, 2020. Can't believe it, huh? I don't really believe in the supernatural in terms of the kind of the heebie-jeebie ghost and monster supernatural. I joke about Beans the French Bulldog being a container for a little demon, you know, a tiny demon, a small one. But I don't think he's actually a demon. I just think he's a corrupted wolf. And so corrupted that to call him a dog is to insult dogs that have existed throughout history. So I'm sorry, Beans. On the other hand, we love him. And he'll come up to me and give me his little monkey hug, and it feels so snuggly. Anywho, I don't really believe in the supernatural, but sometimes I feel like the vibes around me impact me too much, and I don't know what to call that. I know some people have words for it, and they think it's one thing or another. I don't want to pretend to put it in a category. I don't. I can just tell you that sometimes it feels like the world is screaming. Like right now. And I don't know why. You know, I've said this in other podcasts, and I'll say it again. You don't pile this much shit on people unless there's a really good reason. And all we've had piled on us, it seems like, for like 2 years straight, even before the fucking monkey herpes, the bullshit COVID nightmare, for more than a few years now, probably going back to really... yeah, the 2016 election. We've had one layer of shit after another piled on top of us. And at some point, you could say, well, it's a robbery. And that's simple. It's credit default swaps. It's derivatives. It's insurance scams. It's housing bullshit. It's bundled crap. It's mortgage bond bullshit. It's the kind of crap that the Fed's buying right now, by the way. Lots of corporate bond crap, lots of junk bonds. The Fed is buying a lot of shitty stuff right now. Of course, they won't call them junk bonds because what happens is that the, you know, yeah, the agencies responsible for picking the proper value aren't exactly legit. You know, Moody's and S&P, you know, Standard & Poor's, shit like that, Fitch. I don't think these are very legit organizations, you know, for appraising the value of debt from any company. So yeah, there's a lot of debt being bought right now. A lot of people are being kept in a state of what I would call super stability, you know? Like everything is so normal in the most dystopic way possible. I do feel like I'm living in a cult right now. So many people exhibit cultish behaviors. They're not thinking rationally. They're not thinking about the damage that's being done to human society by this, what I can only call, a fake pandemic. Is it possible they're poisoning people? Yeah. And I also think it's very likely a lot of people are being murdered. A lot. But it's not the COVID doing it. It's just good old-fashioned corruption and murder. Even as simple as putting people on respirators, which will really doom a person eventually. Like, eventually, they will just die. You can't just stay on a respirator. I don't know if people understand these things, but they should. Yeah, a lot of people have been killed this year, I believe. I think that's part of what I'm feeling right now. And then part of what I think people are feeling, and I worry about this, is this idea that there's something so ugly, something so fucked up, that they have to hide it, that they have to pretend it's not happening. They have to go to magic land, you know? Something so scary, so terrible, they have to pile one layer of race war bullshit, on another layer of COVID bullshit, on another layer of financial fraud bullshit, and then throw in threats of war here and there. That's a lot of bullshit. And what I'm wondering, and what I think about, and I do worry about, is it's hiding something that is just, it's a combination of things. It's something too terrible, too horrible to talk about. That's one of the features of it. And they just don't want people going crazy. Not yet. In fact, I think they would just assume keep the roads empty. I remember talking to Jim about this months ago. I said, you know what's interesting about this fucking situation? It keeps the highways empty. Because the last thing you want in a scenario of some sort of mass die-off event is a bunch of people with their cars left on the road. Sure, whatever destroys people will kill the people, but the cars will stay there as, like, you know, metal obstacles. And assuming they don't melt away for some reason, they're going to be there. And they're going to be obstacles. So better to keep people off the fucking highway, I think, is one of the thoughts here. And this is horrible. And I don't like thinking this way. But this is the fear engine, the disorder engine, the cult of the nation state, when you think about it. And when the nation state goes crazy, and when the nation state becomes an empire, as what is what happened with us, you know. We became an empire, and empires can be very crooked, paranoid places to be, where if you ever did have foundational values, you quickly forget them in preference to the empire. That if you did have basic values, those things were going to go away as quickly as the food does with beans. Yeah, he's eating some Grumpus. We give beans a mixture of Grumpus and Glogizoid. We fish for scrimp off the coast. He'll only eat certain types of proteins, and only if he's eaten them twice. But he's such a little blumpy Gus. We love him. We do. We love you, beans. You eat away, okay? You do it. We love you. You're not at all a shitty little dog. I'm kidding. We love him. Yeah, I feel kind of tuned into a lot of darkness right now, and I don't know what that means, and I'm hoping it just means I've got really severe depression, which is completely solvable. I know what to do if that's the case. But what if it's not just that? What if it's something else? And I just don't know. I don't know, folks. I'm going to try to keep these little podcasts under 10 minutes from now on, because my general theory is Beans is a piece of shit. He's going to cause nothing but little oinky poinky problems. Yeah. Oh, God. You can just, I don't even know if this mic will pick it up, but if you could only hear in stereophonic quality the noise that little fucker makes when he slurps, slurps, slurps his food. I'm just eating my monkey meat. That's right. We feed you dead monkeys, you fuck. We feed him dead monkeys. But that's how we get the luck of the monkey. And that's the key. The luck of the monkey is what keeps the Frenchie alive for 10 years. That's what they say. That's what they say in good old Chinatown there, Beans, right? You fuck. What kind of trouble are you going to get into tonight? We don't know. We just don't know about him. Anywho, I'm going to close it out, but you'll get other updates probably. I know the lighting here is kind of bad. You can just get over that shit, okay?